Blog Talk Radio.
That's all that matters. I also have my boss lady up in the hizzle. That's right. Her name is Corey/Gaminatrix, and she's going to cut me. I'm fairly sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also have our redheaded step-a-child, Ginger Rock.
Rawr.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay.
Y'all sound like Teletubbies. No.
Looking like a well, at least inside SL, looking like a little bit of a Teletubby, but
what?
Today, no. What?
I don't know. Anyway, let me give out the call number if you happen to want to call in and chat with us, because you know we're so professional all the time. The call in number is going to be 347-215-7977. Let me say that again. After I burp. 347, that slipped out. 215-7977. I'm so sorry about that.
I'd like to point out that was her, not me. So when you go to cut people?
That was me. I couldn't help it. It just kind of slipped out.
Control your gaseous exodus, please. Okay. We got lots of good stuff to talk about from the week.
We do. We got some good stuff. We got some bad stuff. We got some
First, before we talk about anything, we must let you know that this is an extra long show. Now, the second half, or whatever app comes after, we might be 20, 30 minutes or shorter, on BT will not be broadcasted live, but if you go over to Twitch, you get to watch broadcasted live. We will be sitting in with one of the devs for City of Steam and going through the game and seeing all the little pretty stuff that you won't be able to grab right off, but we'll have, hopefully. I've asked for some things like the jetpack. Jetpack.
Gabe, I want a jetpack.
Gabe, we need jetpacks.
Oh my god, I can't stop playing the game. I'm sorry. Let me just park myself over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do that.
I'm already like level 5.
You are worse than Ginger. I swear. That is a Ginger move right there. You'd be like, Ginger, we're going to play tonight. Okay, I'm going to be ready. You get in. Ginger's already level 14. Ginger, we all supposed to be starting together. Well, I was...
I'll make a new character.
I was logged in 10 minutes.
that's the other one. I was only in here 10 minutes. But you're level 14. You lie. You were not here 10 minutes.
I'll make a new character. How about that? Is that good?
You're going to have to. I'm only level 10, so I'm kidding.
What?
I'm kidding. I went to the first room and I got irritated because my – yeah, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, make sure you stick around after because we're doing City of Steam. Yay!
Such a fun game. Oh, my God. I actually – okay, I do have to say this, though. When I logged in and I saw the graphics, my mouth dropped. I was like – my jaw dropped. I was like, oh, my God.
It's that prettier than when we saw it last
time. Oh, so pretty.
And we have absolutely no footage for you guys last time other than we have some pictures up on our Facebook page. This time you will actually get to see it. So, again, we will talk about that later. I got to do the top of the world news here. So there is some new news about Xbox Live, the Xbox One. They decided to tell us a little bit about questions we've been asking via a website. It's very short and to the point. Well, it's not to the point. The website is, if you want to go and read it yourself, you can go to news.xbox.com after we're done here.
don't go now.
After we're done. Don't go now. They said they would like to share a little bit more information with us. You can game offline for up to 24 hours on your primary console or 1 hour if you're logged onto a separate console accessing your own library. Offline gaming is not possible after the prescribed time.
So you can only play with friends at their houses for 1 whole hour.
That
is
Wait. This is not possible after these prescribed times unless you reestablish a connection, but you can still watch live TV and enjoy your movies and so on and so forth. They said a persistent connection is not required, Xbox One is designed to verify if the system application or game updates are needed and to see if you have acquired new games or resold, traded in, or given your game to a friend. Games that are designed to take advantage of the cloud may require a connection. Once the games are installed from either a retail disc or Xbox Live purchase, that game will be available at any time in the cloud. Microsoft says disc will continue to be a great way to install your games quickly, blah, 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 blah. They also say they designed the Xbox One so publishers can enable you to trade in your games at participating retailers. Microsoft does not charge a platform fee to retailers, publishers, or consumers for enabling transfer of these games. This is what's on their license page. Finally, Microsoft tackles the updated Kinect, which has led to privacy concerns in some consumers. Though some games may require Kinect functionality, so no, stop it. The peripheral can be turned off even in the Xbox One standby mode. If you don't want the Kinect sensor on while playing games or enjoying your entertainment, you can pause Kinect to turn off your Xbox One. Just say Xbox off. When the system is off, it's only listening for the single voice command Xbox on, and you can turn on that. You can turn that feature off too. It says you will determine how responsive or personalized your Xbox One is to you and your family during setup. System will navigate you through key privacy options.
A soundproof box for that bitch.
I will not be playing at all.
It will not be in my house. So fuck you, Microsoft. But if someone happens to give me one, it's getting a soundproof box.
I'm gonna tell you the main reason why. Okay, during Hurricane Ike, as you all know, I said, you know, Houston and any surrounding areas, we became like a third world country. We had no internet connection. So imagine what would have happened had I not been able to play my games. There was no internet, and for a lot of people that didn't have power. Now, I managed to keep power. I was the only house on my entire neighborhood that had power. And what I did, because there was nothing else you could do after you cleaned up your yard, you couldn't really go anywhere because gas stations were not up and running, so you couldn't go driving around. You couldn't really call anybody. Also, my house became neighborhood central because for some reason the stop sign in my yard was boosting the cell phone tower signal. So I had people in my yard on their cell phones when they needed to talk because it was the only place you get a signal in the neighborhood. And I'm the only place that has electricity, so we were nice enough every now and again to do cords out. And if this particular Xbox had been in existence, I wouldn't have been able to play GTA or any of the other games that I have because you have to have a 24-hour persistent connection. And this is going to happen to – imagine these people in Oklahoma, the ones whose houses are still standing and they're just – they don't have internet, but maybe they have power. And the only other thing you have to do is play your games. What kind of fucking brain trust thought this up? You have to have 24 hours to be, you know, they have to be connected.
Exactly. Brain trust. Look, and even it doesn't even have to be in some sort of natural disaster, which, by the way, in Oklahoma, I'm so sorry for you guys. You guys are in my thoughts. But it doesn't even have to be in a natural disaster. What happens when your internet provider just, you know, happens to go down? And they're down for a couple of days because some jackass ran into a piece of equipment down the road. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault.
Yes, because I live in the fucking city.
Exactly. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You can't do anything about it. You can't walk out there and push a button and fix it. So you're going to get in trouble because your internet provider went down? It's just not right. The people who think of this, who say that you have to have internet in order to be able to play your games, Xbox, what the fuck are you thinking? Seriously. And then you want us to pay subscription fees? Xbox Live? I'm still irked about that, by the way.
Exactly. I am so out now as soon as I see this. I don't even care about the fact that you're like, oh, okay, we'll let you play your used games. If a hurricane comes through Houston again, I have no internet. How am I going to play?
Exactly.
Yeah, when. Thank you. When. Exactly. When. When it comes through Houston again and we end up losing internet because we were without internet for a good 2.5, almost 3 weeks.
What about for these people who buy the consoles? They like the game, say college kids, but they can't afford the actual internet. But they can play offline mode. But no, now all of a sudden they can't even fucking play offline mode because these guys are douchebags.
Yes.
You can watch live TV. Who gives a fuck about your live TV? Really? And that's why I have it.
You know, these people who decided this and Comcast need to fucking get together because, you know, Comcast is all, oh, no, y'all don't need the terabyte speed internet. Nuh-uh, y'all need the slow stuff. And Microsoft's just like, well, why doesn't everybody have terabyte speed always on internet?
Because
you know, only the good places to live have that.
Wait. What was that guy's name? He said that?
Said what? Douchebag 101? I don't know.
He seriously tweeted. Some guy responded to him, and he was like, well, what about the people who don't have high-speed internet in the areas? He said something like,
now, you know, unable to pay for his terabyte speed internet is who he is.
Whatever. He said somebody responded and was like, well, dude, what about the people who don't live in good areas, don't live in big sprawling metropolises or you know, can't afford it? And he was like, well, who would want to live
– good, bitch.
Hey, gender. He was like, who would want to live in those areas anyway? I mean, seriously, you just put down, like, most of America because I got news for you. Most of America is not a sprawling metropolis. Okay?
No, I have goats running around my yard, and I got a fucking rooster that runs around. He has, like, full range of the entire yard, front and back. So if that tells you about anything about where I live, I've got redneck neighbors down the road that live in trailers that are falling apart, and they've got internet run through their back window of their trailer.
It's not just you, Ginger. Houston is a mix of all of those things. You have the, you know, the metropolis part, and then outerlying areas of Houston, there are trailer parks. So people with internet that runs through their back window. Some of them have DSL. Some of them have cable.
That guy's usually the reason why the internet goes down. He closes the window on it and shorts everybody else.
Yes, because it's illegal.
It is. And they keep taking it away, and he just keeps running the noodle line.
Yeah, and they keep saying, we're going to arrest you. They ain't going to arrest me because I'm going to play my Xbox. You ain't going to stop me.
Yeah, that dude's got like 5 huge dogs in his yard.
Yes. Yes.
And you can have free internet, free everything. I ain't touching
you. He's got free lights. He's got free internet. He's got free everything. And you may be mad at him. I'm not mad at him. If I could get away with it, I would. But I live in the metropolis part. But look, I'm one of those people. My house is old. There was no such thing as internet when this house was built. I don't think there was electricity when this house was built. So this stuff is retro-wired, and every once in a while, like now we have a storm coming through, it'll fuck with the cables and stuff outside. And I'm not gonna even tell you what it looks like out there. I go back there and look at it sometimes. I'm like, man, this looks so jank. I should put something
so
over
jank.
This stuff. Yeah, it is so jank back there, all the wiring and stuff. But, you know, Comcast did what they could, I'm sure. But, yeah, that was an idiot move for him. And Microsoft, I am not – I'm so seriously out. I'm out. I'm done. I'm breaking up with Microsoft. I'm announcing it officially. After this console cycle is over, I'm going to keep my 360. And then we're over. I don't want your new console. I'm not going to try to get it. I'm not going to put it on reserve. I'm not going to sell anything. Because usually I go say, I'm going to get rid of my old console. I'm going to get some new games or take my old games and sell them and get all next gen out. I'm done. I'm going to see what PlayStation has to offer now. I want to see what they're going to do.
You know, I'm not even sure I'm going to keep my Xbox 360, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell point is it? I can't play my games unless I have Xbox Live subscription. So what the hell point is it for me to keep it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just don't understand. I don't understand who would think that this was a good idea. This is one of those where I'm you know, usually, y'all know how I am. Usually I can see both sides of the coin. I'll argue for both sides. I don't have an other side to this one. I really just don't. Other than there's somebody that was sitting in their office that is not that is so out of touch with consumers, with their audience, that they think that everybody has internet all the time. And sure, your internet may go down, but it won't be down for long. Sometimes there are people that their internet is just gone. Again, we point to Oklahoma. We point to the thing that happened up in New York where they had their hurricane and they lost homes, internet, water. They may have gotten people who didn't lose their homes. I guarantee you they didn't have internet for a while.
Exactly. No, they didn't. Trust me.
So what are they supposed to do when they're, you know, we can't really go anywhere. We can't do anything. Usually people do turn to their consoles. I heard that a lot here in Houston. People saying, I had nothing else to do. I sat and I played. Thank God for my Xbox. I heard that so much during Hurricane Ike. Thank God I have my Xbox. That's, you know, that's all I could do was play Xbox. That's how I finished GTA, honestly, because I had nothing else absolutely to do. And it was, you know, something to occupy my mind from the fact that, you know, I got beans and cornbread in my refrigerator, and I really can't go to the store because there's nothing at the store. You know, we really were like a third world country here for a while. I have to find something else to occupy my mind. And we couldn't pick up, and we couldn't even pick up cable. Comcast says cable, the TV wasn't working. So couldn't watch TV, couldn't call anybody. I managed to have internet. I managed to have lights. So I gamed. And now you're telling me if this was to happen again, I can't even do that.
Exactly.
And why do I need you then, Xbox?
Exactly. Exactly. What point is it going to be? Why am I going to keep something that has absolutely no real value to me when shit goes down? PlayStation, my PS2, it doesn't matter if my internet goes down. I can still hook that bitch up to my TV and play every single one of my games with no problem and have just as much fun as I would playing Fable with Xbox Live.
Exactly.
Hello.
It's ridiculous, and they expect us to just sit here and take it. No.
I'm going to take it over to PlayStation. I'm going to take it.
Exactly. True story.
I am in shock to read this.
I don't understand why they think this was a good idea. I don't understand who they hired that convinced them that this was a good idea. And you're right, Dark, Joe, that they have. They've dug themselves their own little grave here. I'd say little grave, but it's getting quite massive. So
if you look down, like I'm kind of going around the website because we get our news and stuff from during the day. This is what I see down the page. Greedbox will not buy. Will not buy. No buy.
Yep.
They just lost potential 360 owners who live in areas with crappy, no broadband service. It seems you still need to turn Kinect on to shut it off. But the system requires to be on when it's booted up just for the brief tracking purposes before it's turned off, restricting who you can lend games to so severely. It's just dumb. I could go on, but I have a piece to write about this in Forced Evolution.
I know a lot of people are hating on Wii, da-da-da-da-da, it's the kiddie console, but you know what? When I was growing up playing Nintendo, there's no way we could have internet wasn't around yet, but there's no way we would have been able to afford internet to play these games online had there been a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we played hours and hours, days worth of gameplay of these games over and over again.
I didn't have internet when I used to play my Sega Genesis. I did not have internet when I had my Nintendo. I did not have it with Atari. None of this stuff existed. So we know that you don't need it to play your games. That's what makes it stupid. You should not be forcing people to have an internet connection just to play your console and say, oh, if it's offline, you can't play. Forcing people to do something they may not be able to afford to do. It's like this. I remember, I don't know if it was here on the show or somewhere else, we had an argument about who would buy an Xbox and who buys consoles. I said this morning. Moms buy Xboxes, one. They're going to buy it for their kids. Girls or boys in their house. And when they start to buy it is now. The second they may not watch E3, but the second they hear, okay, this is how much it's going to cost, a good mother, whether she has one kid or eight, has already started putting money to the side saying, Christmas time, my kids are getting the Xbox One, and I can have it.
They may not get anything else, but they may get the entire Xbox One with whatever game
it's bundled. That's going to cover all my kids. If I got one or six, it's going to cover all. Everybody's going to be happy that this is in the house. Okay, so I can come up with $350, $346 by Christmas if I put this much aside, okay? Moms, I'm sorry, you may not like it, but moms, buy the Xboxes. But when you add on this, oh, you have to have internet, the mom is now looking going,
yep.
Let me see how much this Wii U is. because that's an extra added expense. What if I can't?
Or let me see how much this PS3 is.
Yeah, this PS3 or either one. But you know, maybe you know they're like looking. Maybe
now,
I can afford
the PS4
internet.
This time around. It's going to be cheaper than the Xbox crapola.
Yep. So the mom was looking, saying, "What if you know there's a month that comes I can't afford to get internet? So my kids will have a $400 or $500 machine sitting in the house, and all they can do is watch TV with it, maybe."
Nice paperweight.
Exactly, exactly. That's what my Xbox is going to become, is a really nice paperweight. Yeah. It's actually sitting, it's in my closet right now. I literally took it out of my living room, all the Xbox games, and packed it up, and it's in my closet right now. I have no intention of playing it again. I'm so done with Microsoft.
And I guess one of the other things I'm curious about is this is going to be more of a media device to watch TV, cable, that sort of thing. If you can't afford cable, what's the point? Or these, like my parents, they don't have cable. They have that wireless crap that goes in the window.
Clear internet sells a lot of that. Yeah,
yep.
clear internet sells a lot of that because it's just it's bounced off the cell
phone
video tower.
With that?
Nope. You can't play your Xbox with that. Again, what if a storm comes along and knocks over the tower? They got no internet.
Mhm. So how are y'all going to market to these couples? I mean, because y'all are moving away from the gamers so much, and y'all are moving more towards an whole entertainment console, where you know it's more movies and digital media and stuff than stuff like that than it is gaming.
I gotta say, most of the people in America who already have. Who might be interested in this for any other purpose other than gaming, already have the devices of what else it could do. They already have a cable box. They already have everything they need to hook it up. They have a DVD player. Like me, I have a Blu-ray player. I have a cable box. I don't need a newfangled device to watch TV. That's what
I
got
already. Confused the fuck out of me.
Well, it's worse.
Like,
can you tell you why it's worse? I'm going to tell you why it's worse, what you just said, is because if it would be different, it would be completely different if Xbox had come to us and say, we are starting a new television network.
Yes.
You will no longer need to go with Comcast or Dish or DT or whoever it is, UVerse. We're going to give you these channels. We've got a deal with HBO. We've got this. Ditch it and get an Xbox. I would be like, okay, I don't like the internet thing, but hey, let's do this. If I can, because that's a bill I'm going to get rid of. Then I can afford this extra internet cost I'm going to have to pay.
Exactly.
So now you're going to tell me I can stream it through my Xbox, but there's no point because there's no, just said I already have it. You're not reducing my costs. You're adding to them. You're not helping the consumers so that they can afford to buy more games from you. It's idiotic.
I don't understand. I really do. I feel like they're moving away from marketing for gamers and trying to market towards
a non-existent audience.
I would say middle America, but upper middle America of these people who may not actually be complete gamers. They're trying to pull people in, but you got to think, these people, if they're not gamers, probably don't have the high-speed internet. They've got the crappy stuff in the window, or they've got the damn dish on their roof. You can't stream video with that shit. Well, you can, if you don't mind, you know, letting it buffer for 2 days.
Dude, I don't like letting shit buffer for 2 minutes, much less 2 days.
Yeah, buffering pisses me off. I'm like, I pay for the good internet.
You know what? I think buffering pisses everybody off.
It really does. I'll be right in the middle of a good movie or a good TV show. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so good. Oh, no, you're not buffering. What the fuck?
You know what? This is going to make y'all laugh. Miss Baby Natrix, she doesn't know what buffering is. She just knows that her stuff stops. And she got up last night. It started buffering, and I heard, bam! She threw her shoe, and I was like, what is going on? This thing stopped, and it's doing that bloating thing! And I was like, I was like, just go get something to drink. Just walk away from it for a second. It'll be there when you come back. Why did you do that? What is that? I said, that's called buffering. Well, I don't like it buffing. And I was like, buffering? I don't care! I don't want it! And I was like, can you fix it? I said, no, I can't fix that. I'm sorry. Nothing I can do. But you got the comments alone. Microsoft, I did not see this coming from you all. I know people have their hatred of Nintendo. I always expect people to say something, and I don't like or dislike the Wii U. I haven't actually gone out and seen it. I liked what I've heard, but it's not going to be and I will probably get one, but it's not going to be high on the list. It'll be something I want to play with and see what else it can do. I was really looking forward to seeing what Microsoft is going to do.
She's going to get her 3DS so she can play that game.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about some Animal Crossing. Fuck that. Yeah. Somebody, some peripheral here is leaving this house, especially since I'm breaking up with Microsoft. I got a whole Rock Band set here with 2-3 guitars, 4-5 microphones. Goodbye, Microsoft. And go get me 2 3DSs. And, yeah. So, but.
Ooh, I wonder how much money I can get for all my shit.
Right? I'm going to ditch it. I got to get rid of it this weekend because after E3, it's all downhill. What does Brad Pitt say? Microsoft is polishing the brass on the Titanic. Bye, y'all. Y'all are going down.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, no.
No. Stop that. All right.
Oh, and by the way, let me just clarify. The used games thing, you can only give it away one time, by the way. You can only share it one time. So between the three of us, let's say Snow got a Fable, I got GTA, and Ginger got Modern Warfare 2, and we decided we were all going to trade, you know, shift around. And I get the Fable, and, you know, Snow gets the Warfare, and, you know, Ginger gets the other one. Nope. We can only do it once.
That's so stupid.
You do it more than once, and that's it. You are – Microsoft is going to single – somebody made that comment, actually. They said Bill Gates and Steve Jobs go down in history as creating the gaming industry and creating tech. Steve Ballmer's going to go down as destroying the whole thing. He's going to kill the whole thing off. You guys got to make some changes in quick before E3. You got a few days.
If I paid for a game, if I paid money for a game, it's my fucking game. Let me do what the fuck I want to do with it. And like I said before, it's like buying a pair of shoes. Corey's not going to have to pay to wear my shoes. You know, if it's my property, I'm doing what the hell I want to do with it. Why should it only be able to be done once? Like, if I gave it to Corey and Corey wanted to give it to Ginger, oh no, Ginger can't wear them because, you know, they've already been traded once. It makes no fucking sense. They're my property.
That's what we've been talking about that all week as well. Why is it now that we have so many, not just games, consoles are telling you, your iPad, your cell phone is telling you what you can and do with objects that you own. And as Ginger said earlier in the week, if you're going to tell me what to do with it, then you need to pay the bill on this bitch.
Exactly.
That's what you need to do.
Thank you. If you want to tell me what to do with it, you better at least give me a discount because this shit is ridiculous.
No kidding. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
I got a brand new iPhone I paid $500 for. Oh, don't open it up because then we're gonna have to shut it off. You won't be able to use it. Excuse me, I paid $500. No, we don't care. We're going to tell you what you can do with it. Don't open it up. Don't look at it. Don't take pictures of this with it. And don't breathe on it too hard.
No, you see, you don't understand. I bought it. It's mine.
No, it ain't really yours. Did you read your agreement that says paragraph 4 where it says you only own it if you don't do these following things?
Mm-hmm.
I know, and that is.
But that's not how it should be. When you buy something, that's like telling someone, okay, you bought the shirt, but if you get a stain on it, it's no longer yours. What the fuck kind of sense does that make? It's my property. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do with it.
You cannot tie it up. You cannot loop it underneath your boobs. None of that.
You can't unbutton it and show all your cleavage. You can't wear a little. You can't cut it off with the belly shirt. None. If you do that, it's no longer yours. We have to take it away. I'm sorry. It'll no longer work.
Now, the zipper better stay in alphabetical order.
it's just stupid. It makes absolutely no sense.
Don't you dare pop that collar.
Right, no, you pop that collar, shit's going down. I'm telling you, man. Shit is going down.
Guys are
going
to pop out. They're going to have guns up next to your head. People are going to be stepping on your neck.
Joe is already saying, he says, I'm done with Microsoft. I'm waiting for PS4. They're pulling in the high-tech society and losing the gamers. You know what, Joe? I don't even think they're pulling in the high-tech society because those people don't own Xboxes because they think it's for gamers. And they didn't watch E3. They didn't watch the Xbox reveal. That's what I find funny. The people that they're trying to appeal to don't watch these things because they already think when they hear Xbox, this is for gamers, and I'm not a gamer. So they didn't see it. The gamers are angry. The people that they're trying to get don't have any idea why the gamers are angry. They're like, oh, those gamers are upset about something. Probably their Call of Duty is not working properly. They still don't know, you know, anything about what Xbox is supposed to do. So you're missing everybody. You pissed off the people that helped make you, and then the people you're trying – the attention you're trying to get, they don't know you exist. They could care less.
Yep.
And they're probably going to say the same thing. Why do I need this if I already have a cable box? I already got DirecTV.
Exactamundo.
And my DirecTV is badass. I don't know about y'all. Have y'all seen what the shit that DirecTV can do? That it has the wireless streaming shit in every room. You don't even have to leave. You don't even have to have but one box now. Have you seen this?
DirecTV. No.
DirecTV is this badass. Okay, this is why I said Microsoft is stupid. If you have one DirecTV box in your house, one, you only have to have the one. Baby Nexus can be in her room watching Disney. I can be in here. Snow could be at my house and Ginger in the other room watching whatever channels they want to watch, all from one box. And it'll record all three of these shows and two more at the same fucking time. Why do I need this Xbox again?
Mm-hmm. And see, and that's the other deal. Now you hit on something else. Them being able to charge extra because you invited friends over to watch a movie. Fuck you.
Seriously? I mean, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. This, all right. I don't even, this is just unbelievable to me. The fuck kind of idiot. And they're like, oh, and we're going to tack on extra fees if our little camera notes there's an extra person in the room. The fuck are you doing?
You know.
But, oh, no, but, oh, trust me. We're not totally not going to use this against you, but we will charge you more if you say there's only going to be three people there and another one shows up. There's going to be more fees, but we're not using it against you. Are you out of your damn mind? Seriously? I don't want that kind of shit in my house. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I'm like, man, fuck this bullshit. You can keep it. I don't want it.
And that's something that all right, kind of maybe off the wall here, but for these families that have like, oh, God, who's that one family that has like 21 kids?
Right?
Do they have to pay like four, you know, internet bills or something so that they can all watch TV in the same house under Microsoft if they have an Xbox, which I'm sure they don't. But if they did, does that mean all 21 of them couldn't watch a movie at the same time?
Pretty much.
Fuck you, Microsoft. Here's look, your new motto for the year.
Look,
fuck
they got
you,
use,
Microsoft.
They could use a telescope and be all in the other room.
Right?
With the, well,
they could stand outside the window and be like, oh, this is a good movie.
Turn it up. The rain is too loud. I can't.
Seriously, somebody.
Or have like a mirror set up. A set of mirrors set up so you can see it in the other room. You know what I mean?
Well, no, the mirrors might reflect the people back, so you can't.
Oh, that's true.
I don't. Oh my God.
Someone's going to end up finding a way of making like some sort of. Oh crap! What do you call them? An art. Anyways, they're going to take a picture of you sitting at your, you know, couch or whatever, and they're going to set that picture at a certain distance and angle from that cool, handy-dandy little creeper machine, and it's going to be like, oh, look, there's only one person. Okay. And then you're going to have, you know, 10 people in there actually watching. It's going to be awesome.
Now, I love more comments. You got someone, Eduardo Ramirez, saying, I'm going to pass on this one. Too much, Eduardo, too much dependency on the internet. Another one named Anthony is saying, internet stream for single player game equals blasphemy. Mm-hmm. Joe Martinez, so, seems I'm getting a PS4 then.
This is Microsoft, the new Forever Alone.
PS4 all the way. Microsoft, keep living in your dream world. Jared, I don't want these. someone named Zach, this isn't gaming anymore. This is just corporate hypocrisy and propaganda. Microsoft is losing touch with what a console is.
That's the reality. I swear to God, they've got like drunk monkeys up in there.
I got someone named St. Matthew says, sorry, I'm trading my 360 for a PS4. I want these people to focus on being the center of my man cave or basement, not the center of my family room. I want a gaming console, not an entertainment console. Xbox is going to fail badly. Oh, my goodness. This is just goes on and on. There is... axe. Here's one word, axe. As in, I'm axing you. You're gone. Yeah, not buying an Xbox One. way too many restrictions. Xbox One doesn't let you play 360 games. You have to buy brand new games for it rather than just stay with Xbox 360.
Xbox 60 doesn't let me, or Xbox Bone doesn't let me game naked. Oh my God, that's right. What the hell?
Somebody says, everyone keep your 360. Don't buy an oversized TV remote. Yeah, passing on this one. Unfortunate.
Seriously, some of us like to play looking like, you know, maybe with no clothes on. I have a shirt on usually, but sometimes I got no pants on. And I'm all splayed out on the couch. I don't want to. Are you kidding?
Word.
No pants gaming. Yay.
Word.
And girl, I don't wear underwear. her either. I'll be all like explaining.
Okay,
out.
You know what? We do not need to know.
See, me and Snow are the same right there, man.
Right?
I didn't say I wasn't the same. What I didn't need to do is know about it.
No, you have said on air that you came naked, so don't even try that
chicken.
Shit.
Yes, but I don't go into the detail about being splayed open the way you just did.
You know when you're at home, you're comfortable. Like one leg maybe, like this leg is over the damn arm of the couch, and I'm just.
I don't want to talk about it.
I gotta be comfortable, man. You know,
be comfortable. Just don't overshare. Don't overshare. Oh,
we're in our house. It's okay.
Yes, it's true. Ooh, don't overshare.
Start the stream really quick because they say we are breaking up. So,
I'm sorry. Bear
with us, folks. 2 seconds. So, are we good?
Hey.
Are we good?
Hey, we're good.
Are we good?
All right. Let me. I don't know. All right. Let me. Let me give this to Ginger so she can put this up on the page, up on our page. I forgot I had a link to this page. I'm all like. I am upset. I feel so betrayed. I don't know about you two. It's kind of like you look at your man and you realize that your man was not who you thought that.
Okay.
Not just in that way. We're talking about he's not even human. He's a chicken. He's a giant chicken.
Oh.
And you're like, oh my God.
Well, we can talk, right? Sorry.
I said chicken, not rooster. See?
See?
Oh, well, you weren't specific. I assume.
Chicken, not rooster. Chickens are girls. So it's all wrong. Not human, not male, just nothing. You just, that's how I feel. I feel all stabbed in the back.
Privacy by design. Xbox One and the new Kinect sensor put you in control.
They mean put us in control.
Where is the,
I don't like being in control. Somebody else be in control for a while. Damn. Okay.
They are in control. That's what they're trying to sell
us. I know. That was making it funny.
You are in control of what Kinect can see and hear. Damn right, bitch, because that's getting a box put over it.
Oh, no, you can't do that, Ginger, because if the Kinect can't see you.
That's true.
You can't play.
And that, you know what? That just means that shit's not even coming in my house.
Xbox, I would say it's been good, but fuck you. I've had you, you know, I've not had your Xbox Live in months now, so.
This is what's going to happen here. I'm going to tell y'all launch day. It's going to be some people that are going to buy the Xbox, and then they're going to very blatantly film themselves dropping it on the ground, stepping on it, and jumping up and down on it to say, this is what I think of your fucking Xbox. I wasted money just to show you how much I hate your fucking Xbox.
Oh, God, who's that guy? There's a guy.
He did that.
Russian something or other on YouTube. He's not actually Russian. He speaks in a Russian accent because he's a goofball. But anyways, he does a whole little gun show on YouTube.
I know him, yeah.
Xboxes of his have red ringed, and everybody's like, oh, the Slims don't do it. How many Xbox Slims has he shot in that video?
Mm-hmm. I'm on three.
It's ridiculous. Oh, the Xbox Slims don't red ring. Yes, they do.
My first Xbox, I am of a firm belief that they bricked my Xbox because it was working fine. To the very day, I kid you not, I got the 360. The very day it was working absolutely perfect. I put the 360 beside it, and I says, oh, look at my babies. I was all proud. Look at my two babies. I got my two Xboxes. I got my Wii. Ooh, I got a PlayStation. I'm so happy. Oh, crazy happy girl. Plugged up the 360, played a few games, and said, okay, let me play some Gladius. I'm almost done with that. I'm going to finish it up because I realized it wouldn't work in my 360. Oh, I'm glad I didn't sell my original Xbox Red Ring. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What just happened here?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So this right here? Never seen the light of day in my house. I was looking at it when the guys did the reveal and thinking, oh, it's kind of sexy looking. I'm looking at it now. All I see is Wally, an evil Wally. That's what it looks like. Look at it. Look at that picture.
Yes, it does. I was looking at it. I was like, that is not a nice looking. It looks like it's mad at me. And I don't even know why.
Exactly.
It looks like it's mad at me. And I don't even know why.
Why are you mad at me, mama? You know
what? Oh, my God.
I love you guys. Y'all are awesome.
You sound like Sissy Spacek and Carrie. No, mama, I don't want to go to my closet. That's what we do. What did I do, mama?
What did I do, mama? Why
wrong, Xbox? Why you hate us so much? We thought we loved each other.
The only reason I got the Xbox 360 was because Corey spoke so high.
Did you move your mic? You got quiet.
No. Am I better now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. The only reason I got Xbox 360 was because Corey spoke so highly of Fable, and I was like, oh, God, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. So I bought the console, I bought Fable, and then I realized, oh, shit, I need Xbox Live.
Well, not to play Fable. You could still play offline. But now?
Now you can't. No, you can't. Let me. Every time I tried to go log on to play Fable, you need an Xbox Live subscription to play this game. Bitch.
It was just fucking with you then, because I've always been able to play that one offline. So I don't know why it was giving you a hard time, but always I could play offline. But the funny thing is now you can't.
And that is just ridiculous. I had a witty comment and then I forgot it.
That happens.
Yeah. Xbox, there we go. That's what it was. You know, Xbox went and got themselves a new boob job. They got all uppity. And we're like, no, honey, the boob job did nothing for your face.
You just said they got a boob job. No. Yeah. All right, so Corey just muted herself or something,
I think she did. No,
maybe she didn't like my snorting. Is my snorting bad?
No, wait, did I? No, I'm still here. I'm wondering. You know who you are. Why are you sending me pictures of birds? I'm just curious. Okay. Yeah.
Birds are pretty.
That's weird. Okay.
was it bird porn?
It's bird porn. I've been getting it all day. I don't know why.
Woo! Robin on Blue Jay.
Okay. I almost spit green tea all over my monitor. Don't do that.
All right. So I kind of hit on this earlier, and this kind of all goes together. The Comcast executives who are insisting Americans don't really need Google Fiber-like speeds. Fuck you, yes I do. So anyways, Irene Estevez, who is the Time Warner Cable CFO, and Michael Powell, who is the CEO of National Cable and Telecommunications, are talking about how we don't need the terabyte connectivity. That it's an irrelevant exercise and bragging rights is all it is, apparently, because we don't need it. They say most websites can't deliver content as fast as current networks move, and most U.S. homes have routers that can't support the speed already available to the home. Hey, you get that shit in my area, I will get a router. Get a router that can deal with it, and I will love you forever. So tell me I don't need it. Fuck you. I do too.
You know what that is? That is, we're scared to death because Google Fiber is coming for our asses. That's what that message was about. Google Fiber is coming for our asses.
Here in my town, and fuck you, Time Warner. I'm out.
I have been saying that the very day they announced Google Fiber is in Houston, I'm calling to cancel my account for Time Warner. Like, I'm done. It's been nice knowing you.
It charged me like $100-something a month for internet that's not even stable half the time.
$200.
They've had to dig up my yard 3 times because they buried the wrong damn cable. They used the wrong damn cable. It's been ridiculous. I'm so far out here on the end of their services that half the time I don't get internet, it seems. They are constantly working on the lines out here because something, the substation or whatever it is a piece of shit and fries everything along this road.
You made snow spit something.
That was my green tea. I'm trying to, like, drink green tea because I got a bit of a headache, and every time she says it, I'm like, damn.
It is sad. It is sad that they keep talking about how terrible the state of our economy is, and the gaming industry has been one of the ones that has been almost untouched by it, but then they're getting greedy. You're almost as bad as these banks that, you know.
They're almost?
It should be fucking
illegal.
Well,
yeah. They're like, they're coming after the people. I don't understand the why. I don't understand the why. Why do you all suddenly, it felt like they just turned on us. It was like a rabid dog, you know, your faithful friend that turned on you all of a sudden. That's what I feel like. I'm getting bitten in the ass by somebody. I was like, okay, you know, my cable bill may go up. You know, my phone service is not working. They keep changing shit, but I always got my ex. Oh, damn. Now they took my Xbox.
Exactly.
Ah, Lassie, you know, you're about to get shot. That's what happened to you.
Here's the thing. And then, you know, shit happens to people. They start having stuff going on in their life. They really want to be able to come home and have a dependable way to enjoy themselves.
Awesome steam, yeah.
Okay? And sometimes your internet may get shut off because you run out of money.
Yep.
That shit happens. You know what I'm saying? That shit happens.
You gotta choose. Do I want to have toilet water to flush, or do I want to have internet?
Exactly. Do I want to go buy food? Do I want to have some food in my house, or do I want to just try to get the internet today? Let's see. Which one's going to win? Yeah, I think that'd be the food. So when you make us choose between food and internet, and if we don't have internet, we can't play your game, guess what's going
to
happen?
We don't want
to console. Exactly. We're going to stop buying your shit. So what are you going to do about that?
That'll never happen. If that's the case, you don't need to have it. That's half of America.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Over half of America.
Because I got news for you. With the way the economy is right now, it is not that great. Most of America is not going to be able to afford all of this bullshit that you're trying to put us through.
Well, put it this way.
No,
the economy's getting better.
Our amount of people in poverty right now is growing exponentially.
Yes.
It's crazy. And you want to start charging us for this bullshit?
Well, here's the thing that they're operating from. The economy's getting better. Okay. Now, it's not going to get leaps and bounds better by November is what they're not understanding. By November, everybody's not going to be able to afford your console and have internet and everything else you think we should have. So they're operating on the premise, as soon as they said, oh, the economy's getting better, somebody at Microsoft says, oh, let's do this. It's not getting better today. It didn't happen all today at once. And maybe by November it might be a little bit better. But again, still, you're forcing me to have something that's not a necessity. It's not a necessity that I have your Xbox. It is not a necessity that I have an internet connection. Those are things that are luxuries, and that's what they're not grasping. You have to make people say, this is a nice luxury that I can afford to have. I may not be able to afford to go out to the movies and drop $100, because this is primarily the reason why people stop going to the movies and started saying, okay, if I get my cable, I can still watch my movies at home. And I can buy my own popcorn. I may not be seeing the movie when everybody else is seeing it, but, you know, in 2 to 3 months when it's on cable, because that's how fast they're getting there now, sometimes a month later. Django Unchained, very good movie, but it's already on cable. So,
girl, I can find most of my shit streaming online, and you best believe that's what I'm doing.
Yes. So if I got to choose, again, as we're all saying, if I got to choose, and you're forcing us to choose, because most of us don't, we have no choice but to choose. It's either eat or or internet.
No, bitch, I like food.
I like to eat.
Right?
I got to eat to live. I don't need your internet service to live. I don't need Xbox to live. And that's what I think they forgot. Gamers, and a lot of, as Snow said, you got people that are in college now. You got some gamers that are getting older. Gamers are aging. Some of them that had Xbox. You know, maybe when first Xbox came out, maybe they were nice and young. Some of them are getting ready to retire. It happens, but they still like the game.
They got kids now. They got kids going to college. They
got kids,
money that needs to be spent elsewhere.
Yes.
Exactly.
So you can't say, oh, you got to have Xbox. They're like, I could afford your original Xbox at $250 and get me some nice games at $39.99. I could afford that. You want to do that for me again? Yeah, I'd be happy to pick up one and stop watching me, and I can't share my games with my friends. I know plenty of gamer grandmas that'll be like, I'm not getting a new Xbox.
Exactly. In fact, I talked to somebody. We were doing tech support for their internet. They were trying to set up their water. It's a cute little old lady. She's like, you heard about that new Xbox? And we started talking about it. She says, I don't think I'm going to get it. I said, why is that? She says, because if this happens, if my internet goes down and I got that Xbox, I can't be playing my games. And I just don't think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I agree.
I agree, Grandma.
She's right. She's right. And that's the other deal. So many people, maybe they've got some of these stupid, ignorant hipsters working at Microsoft or something that think that gamers are all, you know, 20-somethings or teens that got parents with money who are going to buy it for them.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the average gamer is in their 30s now. So they're going to have, like, what, 2 kids and a dog and a house and 2 cars and...
See, you know, you're being generous. They don't usually go that way.
Mm-mm.
It's 4 kids, a 1-bedroom house, 1 car.
Yeah,
That's what's going on. And, you know, and like I said, I got to save for this Xbox because I know it's coming in November. And if you're going to force this upon me, not only that, but at $60 a pop with the games, if my child, the one I have that's older, goes off to college, if I try to get him games and he wants to bring it home to share with his little brother, he can't anymore. You're crippling the people you are supposed to be.
You're killing Luigi, you bastards! You know, and honestly, you actually just brought up a really good point. For a lot of families, for a lot of kids, gaming is a way for them to bond.
Yeah.
And if you're making it so this is so hard to get and it's so expensive and it has to have the internet and, you know, you can only trade it so many times and all this other bullshit happens.
People in the room.
Yeah, and only so many people in the room. You're taking away the very thing that makes people get together, that makes people feel camaraderie, to feel like they have a connection. You know, I mean, I met Corey through a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she is literally the best friend I've ever had. Seriously. Like, I'm so thankful for her every day. But if it had gotten to the point where Second Life said, oh, well, you know, you have to have this certain ungodly amount of money in order to pay. Like, this is how much the game costs. And you have to do this every day. And you have to do this. And if they did that, I wouldn't be playing the game and I wouldn't have met Corey. So
you
that's
know what?
The camaraderie that you're missing.
You hit on an interesting point. What Second Life did. Second Life used to require you to have a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, they did something that everybody said was unthinkable. It was a stupid thing to do. But you notice there's no layoffs going on at Linden Labs.
Nope.
There's nobody threatening to quit Second Life and leave forever. There's some times where people get a little pissy about things going on, but nobody just out and out just leaves Second Life in droves. It has survived through everything.
Pixel buddy, that's my best pixel.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's nothing to do with money. They turned around and they said at one point, and this is the time that I signed up with a permanent account, is Second Life free for life.
Yes.
This is why I have the glitch where I still get a stipend and I don't have a paid account, by the way, because I signed up for free for life, and they honor that. It's not even a glitch, actually. It said that's when I signed up. I switched my account to the free Second Life for life, and I still get 50 to 30 lendens from them every week, so they even paying me to play their game. But I probably spend more than that running our store and shopping and stuff in-game. And it was a smart thing to do. They were looking at them crazy. You're a free-to-play game? Why would you do that? It worked for them. And then it took you guys, what, 6 or 7 years to catch up, some of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we'll do free-to-play too now. Why were you not watching Linden Labs? Why didn't you see what they did and say, that's fucking amazing. We need to be doing that.
And the thing with Linden Labs that I think is that they have going for them that no other real game does is they're allowing people to have an actual economy in the game, and that actually translates to real life. But it's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, well, I found this in a dungeon, you bought it. It's like, I made this. This is my creation. This is what I put together.
And that's what Xbox offered when they offered the 360, that you would be able to do this. You would be able to create things to share and sell with friends and whoever else. And they not only never gave it to you, they started charging you subscription fees. And the original Xbox Gold, if little do people know, was free, and you could still talk to your friends. There was some other little thing that they wouldn't allow you to do, which wasn't a big deal. You couldn't play multiplayer, but you could still talk to your friends while you played and interact, and then they went back and they axed all of that. And then I don't know what the fuck the Gold subscription is for. It doesn't do anything now.
No.
There's no point in having a free Gold subscription because you can't do anything with it. They changed the price. 1 minute it's $5 a month, and it's $10. Then it might be $15. They don't really know. Oh, Microsoft points might be worth $3 a day. Tomorrow's worth $10. You don't really know what's going on. So I'm just all kinds of shocked because Microsoft, from all the time that I've known them, even when I worked there, people I visit has great people that work there, mm-hmm. has always been super organized, super on top of shit, super with their hands all in the community always. They've always, one of the companies also been good to us. You know, sometimes I didn't even ask for review copies of stuff, and it would show up, and I'd be like, I didn't ask for this. And they'd be like, yeah, we know, but we knew you were going to want to review this, so we sent it out. That's how we got Into Oblivion, which I don't know is the game before Skyrim. We had like a ton of those. I gave one to Blaster and somebody else, and then I had a copy, and we all had them for PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. They just sent them. We didn't ask for it. So this is why I feel so betrayed. I look at this company and I was like, this is like two different people. I don't understand this person over here that's wanting to charge me and watch me and spy on me and mm-hmm. don't want me to play my games with my friends. And I don't understand this person at all. I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like somebody died. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. Every time I read this, I'm like, my heart just hurts. I see them dying. And I wonder if they even realize what's happening. Do you think you're going to win us back at E3? Because this right here, this bullshit you're talking about with the always on and the internet stuff, this is a deal breaker for a whole lot of people. For me, for sure. I'm done. I don't even care what the fuck you got. I don't care
exactly.
if you come in with mm-hmm. The Sims 8 and it's brilliant. I do not care. I don't care anymore. I'm done with you.
It feels like a betrayal. It feels like a person that you had grown to care for did a complete 180 and you know, and told you, well, fuck you to your face. It really does feel like that. And well, to a lot of people, you know, not just Corey, but to a lot of people, it's kind of like, well, damn, we really counted on you guys to put out, because you made good games before. You know, you had good games, you had some great ideas, we were all hyped up. And then all of a sudden, the whole ethics, like it felt like the whole ethics of the company changed. And instead of being gamer-oriented, now you're all about the Benjamins.
Mm.
That's all it is. It's all about the money. Like, you want to try to squeeze every single little penny you can out of the consumers who are trying to buy your stuff. And it's not even that we're gamers anymore. We're consumers. We're you know, lemmings coming, like, filing into the store to buy your shit. Well, guess
no,
what?
No, this lemmings
that's not going to fly with us. Most of us, I would say 95% of us, are smarter than that, than you give us credit for.
I'm looking down the list. This list keeps getting longer and longer and longer. Somebody said this makes them sick. This is such a disgrace to the gaming community, and that's what Xbox was built on.
Mm-hmm.
The backs of gamers community. We all supported you, and it wasn't always when we came to the parties. It wasn't just that you were giving away free stuff. It's that we believed in what you were telling us, that we were a family, and then you have fucked us over. You are the uncle that took the money from the family reunion and stole all the money from our purses and is standing back laughing, driving the new Lexus, talking about ha ha, I shouldn't have left your purse open. That's what I feel like.
Exactly.
No. No, no, no.
You've cheated. You've Xbox, you Microsoft, you've cheated us. You've cheated the community, the gamers, out of just the basic pleasure of playing your game because you're so fucking consumed with making money. And it's not like you're not already a big fucking corporation. What the hell?
I don't understand. And they haven't had any layoffs. So why are they doing this? It's not like you need the money. I like one comment here. Sol Contreras says his phone has been disconnected for 2 months and soon his home internet will be as well, and you shouldn't have to do that to play a single player game.
Exactly.
It's exactly what we're talking about. You never know what somebody's situation is in their home, and at least, again, if you can have lights in your Xbox, you start to not – you feel like, you know, you don't feel like less than a person. When you lose those little luxuries, you do. You feel like less than a person. This just made it all the more worse.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, holy shit, Microsoft fucked us up. That's what they why they did not say shit all along. This is saying this is me saying goodbye to Microsoft and its products. I'm not even going to bother with E3. Good luck to you new TV customers. MS, and he spelled MS with a dollar sign.
That's exactly what it is. They're all about the Benjamins. They don't give a fuck about anything anymore. And I think that's a great point to stop the show because, you know,
we're about to have to
go. Yeah.
Perfect call.
Nice. Yeah, I thought this song might suit. After the show, we are going to be playing some City of Steam. We're still going to Twitch it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be on Twitch. We're going to be playing City of Steam, and I got to tell you guys, it is a fucking beautiful game. The entire show, I've been trying to stop myself from playing anymore. My second character is already level 3. I know. I'm sorry. I had to stop myself. It's pretty. It's going to be great. Just if you want to hang out with us, we're going to have fun. You know us, really. It's going to be unfiltered, just us having a great time. And tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey do the news, and tune in on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, yes. Tune in on Tuesday for Pixinista, your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion. We love it, and so do you. All right, say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you did!
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow. Oh no, you didn't. There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you. Back, boy, keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal, I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll. Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead. Oh no, you didn't. After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red. Oh no, you didn't. Better beware when no one's there to defend you. Oh no, you didn't. So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
Ending. Xbox blowed up. It's over.
It blowed up. Peace out, y'all.